So we were so lucky to have Shane Neeson. So.
In terms of the filming of it then, because you have a good few scenes in Tipperary and then you have ones in Dublin, but you also have this car journey that links the two locations and also links the final destination, you know?
Yeah.
How long did it take to film the car journey?
That was quite tricky because we had to do it over different days. So the drone shots for one day, you know, in and of themselves. We had the van hooked up to a rig with cameras and everything that we were able to kind of film the scenes of them, you know, acting in the car. And then we had a third day where Kevin Minogue, our cinematographer, was sort of hanging out the window of a car in front of them, filming them driving along. So it was done over three different days, and we were very lucky to have consistent weather for it, which is so rare in Ireland to have that. You know, if it rained, and the budget being what it was, we had a very tight schedule. We only had 3 weeks to shoot the film. And these days, you know, for all these different reasons, were spaced a few days apart. So to have everything match up, you know, once we sort of put the rough edit of it together and saw that it all worked, we were like, thank God, because it would have been a nightmare otherwise. So luckily the weather was on our side throughout the shoot.
And you also have, because there's nowhere in Tipperary that's more than 10-15 minutes away from a motorway, but for some reason they take the most scenic routes.
Well,
I've seen,
he's
them.
Picking her up, you see. he is picking up Maggie from deep within rural Tipperary, Tip being Ireland's biggest inland county. It's quite big, so that's my reasoning for it.
And then, it has three motorways.
Well, he's driving very slowly as well. You know, he's a considerate driver. He's taking his time, and you know, they do end up on the motorway. But to be honest, that's all in the nature of low budget filmmaking. You know, you need there's so much red tape to get to film on the motorway. And shorts and all that, and clearances and permits, and it's quite difficult. So, it's just born out of necessity, you know. But we did make sure to have a shot of them eventually linking up and going on the motorway before they get to the airport.
Yeah, because I was like, they're probably somewhere around Leixlip now.
Well, you have to keep in mind as well, you know, that he almost doesn't want her to go to the airport, so maybe, you know, he's trying to take the scenic route.
Or if you had put an L plate in the front, he wouldn't have been allowed on the motorway.
Ah, you see, that's for the 20th anniversary release when we touch it up with CG.
So now that you've made two low budget films, is there any hope that you'll actually get a budget release?
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is that every film was just a stepping stone towards the next one. So Trampoline was, looking back on Trampoline, I don't know why I hit it for a grand. It's crazy. But I don't know. Needs must, I suppose, and had to be done. And it got me to... It opened doors to get me here. And hopefully, Christ, I will open doors then. Something bigger. Because you always want to be evolving as a storyteller. And you always want to be taking the next step forward. So the next budget hopefully will be bigger. Hopefully the story will be bigger as well. The scope will be bigger. You just want to keep progressing with the career and keep moving forward. So if I'm fortunate enough to get my next feature up and running, then hopefully that'll be the case.
And is that another case where you call writer director, or would you consider breaking the two apart?
I'd consider it, yeah. The story was there for sure. I'm working on my own material at the moment because I have ideas that I'd like to sort of see through. I have stories that I'd like to tell, but if someone came to me with a story and had faith in me to deliver, then it's something I'd certainly consider for sure, yeah. So I'm not sort of set in my ways with that or anything. It's all about telling the best story and the right story. So if that's something that I write myself, that I feel that I can pull off, or if it's something someone else offers me, then yeah, consider it.
You managed to get a great soundtrack. How the hell did you get Ash involved in it?
That was a dream come true. I'm a massive Ash fan. They're my favourite band. And so, look, I've loved them all my life. I've all their CDs signed. I see them at least twice a year. And like, I'm 6'4". I'm up there front and centre at all their shows, giving them socks. I love them. And Yeah, when it came to doing the movie, once we had Ardy and Pat on board, you know, the film had a bit more weight, I suppose. It was a bit more legitimate. I just sort of approached the band, and I just told them about it. I think they knew me from around, you know, from all the kind of signings that I go to and all that kind of stuff. And I'm always asking them questions, you know, Q&As and things, a diehard fan. So I think having... they were very supportive then, and they let us use songs in the soundtrack. And then to have them on board, it just felt like, well, now that we've asked, you know, why can't we go to Kevin James and the Fours and Molly Sterling and try, and just say to them, you know, look, would you be interested in... Like, the whole thing snowballed from that, really. Because we were able to go to these other acts then, like Gavin James, to get him on board is very surreal. And Molly Sterling as well, and the Cores. I don't know, I'm still pinching myself. But to be able to go to them and say, look, Ash have come on board now. You know, any chance you'd be interested in like contributing to the soundtrack, watching the film and all that. And yeah, luckily enough, we got all of them on board. You know, they all agreed to do it, and we got all the acts that we wanted to get. And it really boosts the film. I think you wouldn't think it's an indie movie, really, with that sort of soundtrack on it, and the cast that we have, and the cinematography as well. I just think I keep saying it, but it's true. We're very, very fortunate. And I think that all the great people that we got from all aspects, you know, the crew, the cast, the artists involved with the soundtrack, the composer, Pat Knight, he did a wonderful job with the original score. Pat, Ardo, Shane, Isel, to get all these people on board, I think it all sort of comes back to them connecting with the story, because it is an important story to tell, and it's important to get the word out there about it, and it's important to portray it in cinema, especially Irish cinema.